October 5, a God-shaped vacuum. Psalm 90, verses 10 and 12. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Almost 1600 years back, Augustine wrote, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts find no rest until they find it in you." There really is a God-shaped vacuum in every one of us that only God can fill. Many, in fact most people on earth today, will come to the end of their time with nothing of lasting value to show for it. Many will live to see 70, some will even live to see 80. The psalmist was acutely aware of the transience of life. No doubt he had seen more deaths already than we would see in a lifetime. It was in the light of eternity that he prayed, "Teach us to number our days." The psalmist realized that life is a marathon and not a 100-meter sprint. In a marathon, you learn to pace yourself. The strides are even. Your steady rhythm helps you give your best. Why should we number our days? So we may gain a heart of wisdom. Wisdom, to the psalmist, didn't mean wise thinking. Wisdom was always a practical word that meant a lifestyle displaying godly behavior in every way. Living a consistently God-honoring life was to live in wisdom. How do we start to number our days? We bring God into every part of every day. We bring worship into every part of every day. Nothing so changes the human heart as biblical worship. Worship, in time, changes our priorities and changes our goals. Worship puts our world back together. Make worship a vital part of your private world, and God will reorder your public world in a miraculous way.